Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. Someone has said that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. I suppose the meaning of this is that various folks will find value in various things for various reasons. Something valuable to one person may be of much less or no worth to another, depending upon the taste of persons involved. However, some things are considered of great value because of what it costs to purchase them, while other things become valuable because they are scarce or one of a kind. Both of these are true with regard to the faith of Christians in Christ Jesus. At 2 Peter, the first chapter, it is noted in verse 1 that the faith of Christians is precious indeed. Of that precious faith, it is stated at Ephesians, the fourth chapter, at verse 5, that this faith is one in number. Certainly there can be no fewer than one of anything, which makes the New Testament faith of all things most unique. And being only one in number, it also owes its value to that required to obtain it. At the 20th chapter of Acts, Paul noted in verse 28 that the church was purchased with the Lord's own blood. To be sure, heaven could have offered no greater price than that which was paid to redeem us, making the one faith of the New Testament of inestimable worth. Yet, as is true in the material world where valuable merchandise is often counterfeited, so have men devised their own brands and types of faiths. As a matter of fact, when determining which religious division a person has followed, one may be heard to ask, "Of what faith are you?" It's a question that flies in the face of all that is taught in Scripture on the subject, for again, Paul declares there is only one faith, with Peter adding, "This singular faith is precious indeed." Precious, for it is the only one of its kind, and it is bought with the Lamb's blood. May God bless you, and may you have a great day.